From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting today in London with European allies to discuss Syria. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players in Switzerland, but there were no breakthroughs regarding the civil war or the siege on Aleppo. Anna Yahia is a captain in the Free Syria Army.
It's bad in Aleppo. We are waiting to the countries, to the friends of Syria, to help us for making anything to Aleppo. But we are watching. For example, United States of America cannot do anything, and European Unions cannot do anything.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo waiting for help and wondering how to escape the fighting. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish air strikes launched an offensive in northern Syria to get control of the key border town from the Islamic State. A suicide bomber struck a Shiite Muslim religious observance Sunday in Baghdad, killing at least two people and wounding four others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but it is similar to other assaults carried out by the Islamic State. Another suicide bomber in Baghdad killed more than 35 and wounded 50 others on Monday, observing the same Muslim ritual. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented two nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. This is VOA News. A top U.S. admiral says an American warship has again come under fire in the Red Sea from multiple cruise missiles fired from the coast of Yemen. The USS Mason deployed electronic countermeasures to foil the attack. It was the third such attack on U.S. naval vessels in the area in the past week. The U.S. responded with missiles targeting three radar sites in Yemen territory controlled by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is keeping up his attacks on his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Trump says Clinton is not healthy enough to campaign, let alone to become president.
Hillary doesn't have the energy. She's right now resting. She's resting, waiting for the debate on Wednesday night. Did everybody see the last debate? That was an easy one. That was very easy.
Speaking to supporters, Clinton talked about the imperative of winning the November 8th election.
We have to win in order to work together to demonstrate the positive, optimistic, confident, unifying vision of America that I believe in and that I think together we can demonstrate America's best days are still ahead of us.
Recent voter surveys show Clinton leads Trump by 6%. The candidates square off in their third and final debate on Wednesday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, on a visit to Haiti, said he is establishing a trust fund for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which left more than 500 people dead and tens of thousands homeless. Mr. Bond also said aid efforts should focus on fighting a potential cholera epidemic in the country, with several cases reported following the storm.
We are going to mobilize as much as resources and medical support to, first of all, prevent and stop this cholera epidemic. And then, second, support the families of the victims.
Speaking in Port-au-Prince, Mr. Bond also said he is disappointed by the international community's response to Haiti, one of the country's worst hit by Hurricane Matthew. The United Nations says around 370,000 Afghan refugees have returned home from neighboring Pakistan this year, with a significant spike seen since mid-July. The UN officials in Pakistan acknowledge the exodus of registered Afghan refugees is largely voluntary. They also note that the refugee agency's decision to double the grant for volunteer returnees from $200 to $400 also made an impact. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.